You are Vasily Ostrov with the Vienna Institute, and you have been following the developments in the Ukraine from an economic perspective. Now, in a couple of days, the Crimean local government is offering the citizens of Crimea the choice of a referendum, and they can choose between a larger degree of autonomy within the Ukraine or joining Russia. How realistic is this referendum?
At the moment, this looks very realistic because the Crimea is no longer controlled by the central government. There is evidence of an overwhelming support in favor of joining Russia, in fact. And there will be a referendum on this issue on the 16th of March, 2014. And I think the scenario that Crimea will become independent from Ukraine is very likely. I think the only real question is whether it will remain formally independent, both from Ukraine and from Russia, or it will become part of the Russian Federation, as the Crimean authorities are actually willing. And I think rather the second scenario is more realistic, that indeed the Crimea will become a part of Russian Federation, because all indications are that accession to Russia will be supported in the popular referendum on the 16th of March.
We have seen in the last few months there was the controversy between the European Union and Russia over Ukraine joining either a partnership with the EU or the customs partnership with Russia. Then Mr. Yanukovych decided in favor of Russia and against the European Union. But economically, what would it bring Ukraine if they would continue with this partnership with Russia?
Best solution for Ukraine would be to develop relations with both the EU and Russia, because both the EU and Russia have vital roles to play for Ukraine. The EU and Russia each account for around 30% of their exports, so they are by far the most important export markets. And also potentially, or in the medium and long term, the EU could become a source of investment, a source of new technologies, which are badly needed for Ukraine, especially for the ailing industrial sector of Ukraine. And on the other hand, Russia is already the main market for the exports of more sophisticated Ukrainian exports, such as of machinery and equipment. So both the EU and Russia would be vital for Ukraine, but unfortunately, because of the political situation, because of the insufficiently good political relations between the EU and Russia, Ukraine has been often facing a choice. And this has been the source of the current crisis.
Viktor Yanukovych said that he was still the country's legitimate president and commander-in-chief. He also predicted that he would be able to return to Kiev soon. In the meantime, he accuses the government in Kiev now being a band of ultranationalists and neo-fascists. Is this mere propaganda, or is there a core of truth in what he says?
Partly, because the fact that the new government, the interim government, which is currently in place in Ukraine, this is basically a coalition of liberals and right-wing radicals. And it is true that right-wing party Svoboda has received a few minister posts in this interim government, basically in return for their active role in overthrowing the Yanukovych regime. And it is true that the rather vocal role which is played by the Ukrainian nationalists in the current government is, I would say, the major factor why the new government does not have enough legitimacy in the eastern areas of Ukraine, in predominantly Russian-speaking provinces of Ukraine. So in that part, his assessment is not wrong. I think that his hopes of coming back to to power in Kiev are completely unrealistic. Because even in eastern Ukraine, where he enjoyed relative support before he was overthrown, he lost all credibility. I think there is no political future for Mr. Yanukovych whatsoever.
Back to Crimea, some reports shown that there's an amount of Cossacks being sent to Crimea to help the Russians. Do we see a flare-up of an old conflict between the Crimean Tatars and the Cossacks, or is it just coincidence?
Tatar community in the Crimea is split. I think the majority is not in favor of joining Russia, whereas there is also some part of the Tatar community which are in favor of joining Russia. The Cossacks, they are really meant to protect, so to say, the Crimea from forces from mainland Ukraine. This is basically to prevent possible intrusion of Ukrainian nationalists and possibly also the Ukrainian army from entering the peninsula.
In a couple of days, we have that referendum in Crimea. What does your gut feeling tell you? What is going to happen there?
The chances that majority of the population will be in favor of joining Russia are very high. First of all, because Russians account for some 60% of the population. And according to my sources, the pro-Russian sentiments are extremely strong in the Crimea. And they have always been strong in the Crimea for the past 20 years, which is partly due to the fact that the Crimea is the only region of Ukraine where Russians are in majority. Actually, ethnic Russians are more than half of the population. But partly this is also due to the fact that Russia has a certain attraction power in economic terms, because Russia is three times as rich as Ukraine. So the Ukrainian population also hopes that their living standards will rise dramatically once they become part of Russia. And I would say there is a certain element of rationality in this expectation.
Thank you very much, Vasily Ostrov, economist with the Vienna Institute, for being with me on the program.